It's Monday, December 5th, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And something happened last night, yesterday, that's gotten really no attention. That's a big deal. Missiles hit and damaged Russian nuclear bombers deep inside Russia. That's how wars escalate into thermal nuclear war. The Moscow Times, 3 killed. Nuclear-capable bombers likely damaged in Russian airfield explosion. There's video coming up we'll get to next segment where you see a missile streak through the air, or missiles, and then the target is struck. Ladies and gentlemen, free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com. All orders of $50 or more get free shipping, and our regular shipping has seen its rates cut up to 50%. Free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We are definitely covering the topics that the establishment does not want you to know about and does not want you to even think about. Because if we expose their operations, the population of this planet, not just America, is going to know that it's the globalists behind it, and they're going to be stopped. But if the public continues to be geopolitically and politically and culturally ignorant, we're going to be like a blind man walking off the edge of a cliff here. And there's not much time to turn this around. Now, even the London Guardian and the Russian news and the German news, they're all reporting that it's obviously Kiev, Ukraine, that has launched these attacks that have caused explosions at two Russian military bases close to each other, two air bases. Explosions rocked two Russian air bases far from Ukraine front line. Explosions have rocked two Russian air bases far from the front lines of Kiev, as Kiev appeared to launch a preemptive strike on bombers that the Kremlin has used to try to cripple the Ukrainian electrical grid. The attack on Monday is confirmed would be an unexpected operation deep inside Russia meant to disrupt the Kremlin strategy, provoking an humanitarian catastrophe in Ukraine on the verge of winter. That's London Guardian. Explosion at nuclear air base just 150 miles from Moscow opens stunning new phase of war. German news. 3 killed, nuclear-capable bombers likely damaged in Russian airfield explosions. They call that escalation next level. America's been taken over by the military-industrial complex, owned and run by big banks, that President Eisenhower warned us of. He'd be called a treasonous traitor today. The Democrats told us the Russians were meddling in our elections, but they, working with U.S. intelligence agencies, were criminally, illegally, treasonously surveilling you and censoring you to keep their criminal enterprise going. So now mainstream news is even reporting, okay, Ukraine are heroes. They really showed the Russians. They're now shooting missiles hundreds of miles into Russia and attacking nuclear bases. How liberal, how loving. Remember just 3 months ago, Biden was going to give long-range missiles to Ukraine. Ukraine promised not to use them on Russia, but Biden didn't give them to them. The missile go over, and then boom. And then you hear the explosion come in. And radio listeners can't see this, but showing footage of it. So, you hear the missiles shoot over. You see the flash in the distance. A few seconds later, you hear the blast come back. So now, Ukraine is attacking deep inside Russia with missiles. We've got a ton of old Soviet weapons. They seem to have used modernized Soviet Tu-141 UAVs. The slight damage report appears to be true. No visible damage on fresh satellite pics. A fuel dump was blown up and several of the nuke bombers damaged, reportedly. remember just a few weeks ago, you're supposed to forget about it now, we had to have NATO attack Russia immediately. They fired a missile into Poland, and then it was made up. It was a Ukrainian missile. And the Russians said they shot it there on purpose. The trajectory didn't even go towards Russian planes. Who knows what's really true, but we know we've been lied to over and over again by Zelensky. But now real missiles fired into Russia, that's a good thing. That's a liberal thing. And the left is very excited about this and is all over Twitter and you name it now calling for more missiles to be shot into Russia, which, of course, will just escalate things 10 times worse. Thanksgiving 2022 is here. We've got the biggest sale of the year going right now. Now, the good news is I'm going to extend this sale up to 60% off right through Christmas. The bad news is by Christmas, almost every product in the store will be sold out. We won't get more for months and months and months. So now is the time to take action to support the InfoWar and get the biggest sales of the year. We've already sold out of X2 and X3 and BioTrue Selenium and our Wake Up America award-winning coffee. And now DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many other great products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Vaso Beats, Secret 12. They are all going to sell out in the next few weeks or in the next month. Again, more stuff's going to sell out today. So every hour you wait, more stuff will be sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code 1776 and you get an additional 10% off the already giant savings at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. God bless.